Toideter Amashta, Chafthalad, Teves Tafshin, Ayin, Zayin, Yakishwaldi.
I'd just like to thank Rav Nachum David for giving me the zechus to speak today. I'm sure everybody appreciates the time, the effort, the energy required to find a speaker day in, day out. My bracha is that zechus ze yamid loyol mishpachtoi hisparech b'chomuli demeitav v'shiyomesh teira mipiv v'pivzaroi. Recently, I was zeicha l'or the yachts, the second yacht site of the Haranof massacre. I was zeicha to bring out the kuntras le'nishmas, my fellow mispallim and bnei chabura, who were killed by Kiddush Hashem. And the nosei which I brought out the kuntras with the halachas of kiruv berichuk oisius and Shabbos. And I want to discuss some of the shailas which are mentioned inside the kuntras. The first shaila I want to discuss is, I'm not sure how nafus is here in Chutz Laaretz, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael. There are packets of tissues which, at the entrance where one takes out the tissues, there's writing across the entrance. In Eretz Yisrael we have molet, I'm not sure what you have here. And the shaila is it mutter to take out such a tissue from the packet on Shabbos? Is there an Issa of Kaysif and Meichik? There is a Machlekes Haposkim, Benigeya 2, a Sefer, which has letters on the edges of the pages. Often you find Sforim which have got writing on the edges of the pages, and the Sforim or Dan, and the Poskim or Dan, where there's Mutter to open such a Sefer on Shabbos. Mitzad Echot, the Levush, in Simin Shin Mem Sif Dalet, he paskens that since when you open and close the pages, you are breaking the Oisius and remaking Oisius, you're being over on Kaysif and Moichik. And he even goes so far as to say, as a Korov ani Oime Shatachayev Chatos. Ledech Gisa, the Taz and the Ramah are Mati, but for different reasons. The Taz brings a Raya from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet Omer Beis. The Gemara over there is talking about writing two oisius on Shabbos. The halacha is that one is only chayiv on Shabbos if one writes two oisius which are called negim zeim ze. Dahainu, the two letters are next to each other and can be read together. If you don't write two letters which are negim zeim ze, which can read together, you're not going to be chayiv. However, says the Gemara Achidush, if you write one letter on the edge of a piece of paper in Sipori and one letter on the edge of a piece of paper in Tveria, then even though the two letters are written in two separate places, but since you can easily put the two together and then read the two oisius together, that falls under the category of writing two oisius which are negim zeim ze. And even though you haven't yet put the two oisius together, you're still going to be chayiv chatos.
It has to make a word though?
It has to be together. Lav dafka.
It has to make a word.
No. I feel aleph aleph as well. Explains the Taz. What's the reason why you're going to be chayev? He says, Loshna Gemara is, Mechusa kriva lav klum. Just the fact that you have to put two things together has no mashmos legabe hilchos kaysev amoichach. You wrote two letters, you could potentially put the two letters together, then that's considered to be a ksiva of two letters which are negin zeim ze, and you're going to be chayev on Shabbos. He says, Muchach from over here, that therefore, just making a distance between letters has no mashmos legabe kaysev amoichach. And therefore, if let's say I have two letters which are next to each other, and I distance them, since one can just put them together, and there will be negin zeim ze, the richuk which you have made is not considered to be a mechika. And similarly, if the letters have been written already, and you put them next to each other, since before they were written, they were only lacking a kiruv, mechusa kriva lav klum. That's not considered to be a maisa ksiva to put the two together. It's only when you write two oisius, is it considered to be a maisa ksiva. And hence, as it has, to open such a sefer on Shabbos, although you're breaking up the oisius and remaking oisius b'shas, you close the sefer, Since all they're lacking is kiruv and richuk, b'chus to krevet lav klum, there's no issa, moichik and kaitsev to open, set, open and close such a safe on Shabbos. The Ramah in Shuvah Kuf Yutes is also matter to open such a sefer, but for a different reason. And the Ramah's ikusvara is because something which is oimed lekari v'larachik is not called derech kesiva or mechika. That's not a normal way to write and to be mechik. Since it's oimed to open and close, it's not considered to be mechik. It's not called a derech mechika kesiva. And he brings a raya. He brings a number of rayas. I'll just mention one of them: the Torah Inyan. He brings the raya from Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel and Shabbos. Rashi and Daf Ayin Gimel and Shabbos explains where was the moichik in the Mishkan. Says Rashi, they used to write oisyis on the kroshim in order to know which keresh was meant to be put next to the other. And if they made a mistake, b'shas they wrote on the keresh, then they had to rub it out. That's where there was moichik in the Mishkan. Ask the Ramah question, I don't understand. I have a much simpler situation where there was moichik in the Mishkan. Every time that they took apart the Kroshim, they took apart the Mishkan, and they separated one carriage from the other, they're distancing one Oiz from the other. And therefore, if you to hold that one, to distance one Oiz from the other, is called Moichek, why doesn't Rashi say that there was a Moichek every time they took down the Mishkan? Elamai, says the Ramah, Muchach from over here, that something which is Oimid, Oiz, Kiruv Rechek Oizis, which are Oimid, the Karav Lerachek, that's not considered Moichek and Koisif. And that's why Rashi had to choose a different situation as a makor of moichik in the Mishkan. And when Meila Mikayach that, the Ramah says, since the Sefer is oimid lekarav lerachik, he's made to open and close, there's no issa case of a moichik. The Avni Neza and the Mayim Modcha have a different opinion. Their opinion is that, although the Taz is correct, that one has a mufurish a Gemara, that mechusa kreva lav klum, that to marachik and to marachik oisis hasn't got a shade, hasn't got a mashmaat like a peksiva. But the Gemara is talking specifically about separating one ois from the other and spitting apart one ois from the other. For that, you have a raya from the Gemara. However, to take one ois and to break it up into pieces or to create one whole ois from pieces, that you haven't got a raya from the Gemara. And hence, the Mayim Modcha Nadan is a machalik. If you're merely being makav marachik whole oisis, that's going to be mutter. However, to break up one ois into pieces, or to attach pieces of an ois to create one whole ois, that's going to be awesome. Halacha lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, Mishnah in the Knesset HaGedolah and the Rashi Halevi, that the minig is to be mekel. Minig is to be mekel like the Ramah and the Taz, that it's mutter to open such a sefer on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, nochoin lahachme, if you have an alternative sefer, it's better to use that sefer. Similarly, just like the minig is to make a legaba opening and closing such a sefer, the minig is also to make a legaba all kiruv richa kaisis. Any type of kiruv richa kaisis, which is oimed lekarv olarachik, is going to be mutter, make it into on Shabbos. However, if one has an alternative option, it's better to be machme. However, that mocking to be machme is definitely going to be legaba when you're breaking up one ois. But one ois into small pieces, or creating one ois out of small pieces. If, however, you're separating between entire oises, then over there one can be semech on the Avni Neza and the Mayim Modcha, that there's no issa case of a moichik to marachik and makarev whole oises. And if you makarev marachik into whole oises, there wouldn't even be a mocking that one can be makel even lechatchila, and one need not be machmel lechatchila as well. In a similar vein, Rabbi Zriel Arbach, Rabbi Kiva Neivir passed to me that one need not be machmel for a cotton. Although there's knocking lahachmir for godel to be machmir legabe sefer, but a cotton can be mekel, it's not necessary to be machmir, and for a child, it's not necessary for to be machmir on a child to use an alternative sefer. Let us now come to our shaila. You have the packet of tissues, you've got writing in the entrance, you want to take out the tissue. The letters are oimed to mekarav marachi. Once you take out the tissue, the letters are going to go back. So it's oimel lekarav lerachik, and therefore lechayah is going to daimel to sefer. And therefore lechayah ought to be meikadin is mutter. If you can find an alternative pack of tissues, it's better to use that nochin lahachmi. However, there's a mocking to be done over here. But derech klal, after one has opened the packet of tissues before Shabbos, there is a small gap between the letters. It's not exactly closed, mamash next to each other. There's a small gap. And over here we can clear. What exactly is the geder of Malachas Meichik? Is the geder of Malachas Meichik to take the physical limbs of the ois and to break it up? To physically break up the limbs of the ois? That's called Malachas Meichik? And therefore, all you have to do is break up the whole ois into a piece. If you make a break in the ois, and if you haven't got your ois sholim, then already it's considered to be an ois nimchak. Other name. Maybe the geder Malachas Meichik is not a physical breaking up of the ois. The Malachas Meichik is, you mevatel the mashmas of the ois. The whole tachlis of an ois is to tell you something. It tells me a number, it tells me a letter, an aleph, a base, A, B, C. And therefore, it's not the geder Malachas Meichik is not dafka when you break up the physical limbs of the ois, but you have to now make the ois, that the ois is no longer mashal what it was mashma until now. The nafka minim between the two stadim of the Chakira is going to be our case over here. When you have a gap between the oisis already, according to the first side of the Chakira, the Chayra, since the ois itself has been broken in half already, the Chayra, the physical limbs of the ois have been broken. And therefore, the Chayra, you haven't got an ois sholim. I would say in that case, the oisis already nimchak. If the oisis is already nimchak already, so there's no problem being marchik, the oisis, the part of the chalakma of the ois, further, one from the other. However, that's even if you can still read the whole ois as it is, soft, it's been broken in the middle. However, according to the second side of the Chakira, the Malachas HaMoichik is not the physical breaking of the ois. It's the fact that the ois is no longer mashma what it was. It's not telling you what it was. It's not mashma the letter anymore. It is only going to be considered to be nimchak once that letter is no longer telling you what it is. And therefore, calls the man, even if you've got a break in the middle of the letter, you can still see that this is an aleph, this is a beit, this is an a, this is a b. Although it's got a break in the middle, but I can see what it is. It's still telling me the mashmas of the ois. In which case, the ois has not yet been nimchak. If it hasn't yet been nimchak, then therefore the chayyad is going to be still mocking to imachmal chatchina, not to imarchik, the gap further between the oisis. There's not a shayla over here. As lachayra, the whole shayla which we discussed until now is kiruv v'richak oisis, where you'd be makarev and you could be bringing near and distancing parts of an ois one from the other. And that we said lachayra, although mei kadin is mutin such a situation where it's oimit makarev marachik. But there's a mocking to imachmi. But the chayr over here, if you're taking the tissue out, you're not actually being marching the chelik oisis one from the other. You're putting a blockage in between the oisis, which now results that you can't read the ois as it is. The chayr, there's a mocking to madama this, you go along, you put your hand over half an ois, and you can't see the whole ois now. All you're doing is covering half the ois. No one has the havamin to say that's considered mechika. And therefore, all I over here, since Lemaisa, the proximity of the chelokim of the ois have stayed the same, you may put a tissue in the middle, which now you can't see the other half, maybe that's not considered mecha bichla. And now for the chayra, although I said there's still nochin lahachme, the chayra, there's a grace of mocking to mefakfeg, whether over here is going to be nochin lahachme bichla. Let's move on to the next shay. Next shay I want to discuss is making jigsaw puzzles on Shabbos. And a similar way to Shaila, again I'm not sure how nofus it is in Chutzlar, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael, is they have jumpers which have got cardigans which have got writing across the cardigan, or a picture on the cardigan, and the zip of the cardigan breaks through the letters or breaks through the picture. Is it mutter to open and close such a cardigan on Shabbos? Until now, we've discussed the halacha of being makarev a merachik oisis v'chalkeim, where there's a mere proximity and distancing of the actual pieces of the ois, one to the other. What is the halacha, however, if you're not just makarev a merachik chalokim of the ois? You're actually mechaber. You create some sort of chibur between the various chalokim of the ois. As l'chayra, l'fi the svar of the taz is vos, mechusa krev alav klum. Therefore, any situation when there is possible to be makarev and to merachik the oisius and put them back to exactly the same situation that there was, there's going to be mutter. And therefore, regardless of the type of chibur which exists between the oisius, according to the taz, it's going to be mutter. However, according to the svara of the Ramah, that the svara of the Ramah to be matter is because it's oimed lekarev ulerachik, that's the svara to be matter. The chayr one can mechalek between the type of chibur which exists between the chalakim. Tehainu. L'yutsu, there's a chibur between the chalokim, is such that the chibur over here is going to miskayim, it's going to last. The chayra is going to be a chibur which is miskayim for a large amount of time. The chayra, that's not called oimel lekarev ulerachik. And therefore the chayra, l'fi the Ramah, is going to be awesome. However, Lu Yitzuya, you have a type of chibur which is not miskayim, and therefore it is emel lekarav l'rachik, the feeder of Moa is going to be mut. The shaila is, what exactly is the gedder of a type of chibur which is emel leiskayim? The Nishmas Adam in Siman Lama Zayin, Sivkot and Beis, is down by Nigeh to the Magen Avraham. Verses Hashem will talk more about the Magen Avraham later on in the Shiur. But there the Magen Avraham talks about taking an ois, a silver letter, and attaching it to a parochus. We're talking over here about a letter which has no base to it, it's not on a reka, it's just a letter in its form, and you're attaching it onto a parochus. And the Magen Avraham says, Efshu is going to be osur to attach it to a parochus on Shabbos. Says in Nishmas Adam, that which the Ramah says, Legaba, opening and closing a sefer on Shabbos is mutter, because emel lekarav l'rachik, that is a lomdus of, it's a dovah sheni miskayim. And therefore he says, just like the Ramah is matter to open and close a sefer on Shabbos, because it's emel lekarav l'rachik, dahainu, it's eini miskayim, hu adin is mutter to mechaber this ois to the pareches with a chibur sheni miskayim. And therefore says Nishmas Adam, to attach this ois to a pareches with a weak chibur, he calls it a chibur of a machat shnei nekovim. Not clear exactly what sort of chibur it is, but it's a weak chibur which he says is vada yipol, it's going to fall in the course of time very quickly. Such a chibur is ein omer leiskayim, and therefore it's going to be mutter. The shaila is, that which Nishmas Adam was matir, and understands the Ramah is a lomdus of dovah shnei miskayim, and is matir, a chibur shnei miskayim, was it dafka a weak chibur, which in the process of time by itself was going to fall off? Or the name? It would also be matir, a type of chibur which has the ability to carry on, has the ability to be miskayim. It's a strong chibur. Novos miderach tashmishoi, it's not omer leiskayim. The derach tashmishoi, you take it off and put it back on. That's the way you use it. So in the Echelam, it's the actual chibur, it could be miskayim, but it's called, is that still called any miskayim? Because physically, and in the mitzis, beside the shimush, it's not going to be miskayim. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchosay in Perit Zayin and Hindumani Ha'ora Samavav Samav Zayin brings B'Shem Yishem Zalman Orbach, and it's Mavuah that he understood in Shmas Adam was saying Dafka. Only a type of Chibu, which is Eini Eim Miskav Misad, the Etzam Eichos HaChibu, was in Shmas Adam B'Mati. But Lu Yitzu, you've got a type of Chibu which, Misad, the actual quality of the Chibu, it could be Miskayim. But what's the Terach Tashmishi is that it's not Miskayim, then Shmas Adam was never Mati. However, the Fianius deity, Lechaira, one can bring two riots from the Ramah himself, not like Mishnah Zalman Orbach. Number one, Lechaira, the Svara of the Ramah himself was that something which is not Oymed Lekarav L'Rachik, that's not called Derech Mechiko Ksiva. Lechaira, if the whole Lomdus of the Ramah is that something which is Oymed Lekarav L'Rachik is not called Derech Mechiko Ksiva, what's Nafkamina whether or not it's not, the Chibu is such that it's not Miskai Misad Atzmoy, or whether it's not Miskai because Derech Tashmishoy? It's Oymel Lekarav L'Rachik, and Lachayra, that's not called Derech Mechiko Ksiva. And therefore, Lachayra, Mehecha Tesa, to say that what is going to be also, just because Mr. Hadash will Eicha Zachibu couldn't miskayim. Lachayra, if he does far the Ramah, will not be Matzi, even if the Derech Tashmishri is not going to be miskayim. A second Raya, Lachayra, is what was the Raya of the Ramah? The Raya of the Ramah was from the Kroshim of the Mishkan. He brought a Raya from the Kroshim of the Mishkan that we see from over there that when you to marchik and makariv, oisim which is the derech to makariv and marchik, that's not also on Shabbos. The chayyur with elegab with the kroshim, the chibur between the kroshim was a chibur shemin which could be miskayim. It was a starker chibur, it could last for years. Novos, the derech was to take it apart and put it back together again. And therefore, the chayyur from the raya of the Ramah, we see that the gedav eini miskayim was not dafka when the chibur itself, b'tzad that ra'eichos ha'chibur kam miskayim, but even if b'derech tashmish is not miskayim, that's also nichal on the het of eini miskayim. And Baruch Hashem Shuv Motzasi, I found in the Or Letzion, Chelek Beis, says mamish like this, he says in according to Nishmas Adam, not only is it mutter to create a chibur, which is not oimed to miskayim, b'tzad ra'eichos ha'chibur, but even when the reason why it's not miskayim is because derech tashmishon, it's not miskayim. Even if the actual eichas achibur could miskayim, then it's still going to be mutter. And hence over here, like have such a chibur, we have a machlokes between Rishon Zalman Orbach and the Or Letzion, whether such a sug chibur, when we said etzem eichas achibul kudim miskayim, but we said the derech tashmishu is not miskayim, whether or not it's nichlan in the head to the ramah who's mati to umati kiruv richak oisies which are oimid to mekavon rachik. And therefore, when you get into jigsaw puzzles, l'chayra the halacha l'maisa ought to be as follows: lo yotzi, you've got a type of jigsaw puzzle where it's a type of puzzle which you leave for months on end. These 5,000 pieces, very often you put them on the wall. L'chayra einach anam lefi the taz is going to be muta, because all kiruv richak oisies is muta, but l'chayra lefi the ramah, that's not called Omer L'Kavon L'Rachik. If it's not called Omer L'Kavon L'Rachik, then therefore L'Choy is going to be also going to Ramah one should make such a puzzle on Shabbos. We'll see. Le'edach Gisa, Lu Yitzui, you've got a type of jigsaw puzzle where the connection, the chibur between the pieces is very weak. L'Choy L'Kula Amon is going to be Mutah. The Chayal, even if Shem Zalman is Mateh, is still capable where she just, will very easily come apart. Even according to Shem Zalman, the Arbach is going to be mutter to make such a jigsaw puzzle on Shabbos.
With Ramah.
Rega. Good kechat. Right? Mash Lu Yitzu, however, you have a type of, a type of jigsaw puzzle where the chibu is a strong chibu, which could be miskai. Right, it's not easy to come apart, but the derech is to take apart and put again after one makes it. L'chayy, that's going to be subject to machlekes between Mishem Zalm and Arbach and the Aratziv. However, as has been mentioned, l'chayra, l'kula alma is no gora from the halacha of Sefer. And just like Sefer, although we say Meikadin is muta, there's a mocking to machmer, you have an alternative. And therefore, even if someone who wants to be meikul, as Avi the Aratziv, or legab a type of jigsaw puzzle where the chibur is very weak, then if one has an alternative, there's a nochin lahachmi. However, as I mentioned, lechayra a cotton, one need not imachmi legab a cotton, and even legab a type of jigsaw puzzle where the chibur is strong and kubim miskayim, but the derech is that it's not miskayim mikayach tashmishoy, miderech tashmishoy, one could also be mekel legab a cotton since the arutzin is mekel. Similarly, As regards the cardigan, it's exactly the same shayla. The chayva there, the zip which goes between the eyes, which zips up the cardigan, is vaita. It's a type of chibur which could be miskayim. Now what's the derech tashmishoy? It's not miskayim, and therefore the chayva will vaita be subject to the machlokes between the aratzi and Rishon Zalman and Arbach. On the vaita, however, legabe a cotton can be mekel. However, lo yotzia, the zip is going between individual letters. It's not breaking one ois in the middle. It's not breaking it, a pitch on it. It's just going between letters. The chayr over there, one can be mekel lechatchila. One can be semech on the abdinez in the maya modcha, that to separate between individual ois is not considered asr at all. Pardon? Correct. L'chayyav there's a mocking to be machmi. If you want to be machmi Hashem Zam, l'chayyav you want to be machmi Hashem. L'chayyav there's a mocking to be machmi. Einoch adam. Let's move on to another shaila now. Until now, we've discussed the halacha of the makarav arachim oisies, which have been written on paper, ready, written on a record. What is the halacha? A person has an ois and wants to attach that onto a reka. The Hainu, very often you find letters with magnets in the back, and you want to attach it onto the fridge door, onto a magnetic base. Similarly, you find very often in children's games, they have ois which is put onto a board. Is it mutter to attach just an ois onto a board on Shabbos? The Magen Avraham, in Siman Shemem Sivkot and Yud, discusses attaching a silver ois onto a pariches. And he says it's mashma for the Gemara in Gittin Tafchof that such a thing is considered to be a maisa ksiva. And therefore he says, efsha, to do such a thing on Shabbos is going to be awesome. Nishmas Adam, I mentioned, is marich to be mas by the Magen Avraham. And Mishas Adam puts down a chiddush, and he says that just like the Ramah was matit to open and close the sefer mikhadin on Shabbos, because Omer L'Kavon L'Rachik, which according to Shmuel Adomi understands the lomdus of a Dovah Sheinim Miskayim. Hu Hadini says to attach an ois to a Poriches will have exactly the same halacha. If you mechabe with a Chibush Sheinim Miskayim, it's going to be mutzah. And as I mentioned earlier, what exactly the gedda of Eini Miskayim is going to be told in the machlokes between Rishon Zalman and Orbach and the Oritzi. Hence, he passes Alacha Lamaisa to take this ois and to attach it to a Poriches with a very weak chibul, which can fall by itself, is going to be mutter. However, Rishon Zalman and Orbach himself is mefakfik very much on the dinyan which Nishras Adam makes between the sefer of the Ramad, of opening and closing the sefer with letters on the edges, and attaching ois to a pariches. Dahainu, l'choyer won't keep machalik. Oisis which are already written on a piece of paper, l'choyer, all you're doing is distancing and bringing closer parts of an ois. However, when you see you take an ois and you attach it to a pariches, that, says Rishon Zalman, is much doimer, more doimer to a ma'isek siva. Just like a ma'isek siva, what's happening is, you're taking dioi and putting it onto paper. You're putting it, creating it, putting it onto a background. So too, to take an ois and to attach it to a pareches is much more doima to a ma'isek siva than many bringing letters which have been written already and distancing themselves. And therefore, says Tainas Shem Zalman Orbach, that it could be that even the Ramah who's matted to open such a sefer on Shabbos is going to be also to attach such an ois to a pareches. Ramosha Feinstein even goes as far as to say that to mechabes such an ois to a pareches with any type of chibul, even a sort of chibul she'eini miskayim klal, is going to be awesome. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivan Shem Mem Sivkot Nechof Beis Ois Ches, he is reciting the Magen Avraham and he says Ayin Chai Adam. Vayis says as vos, as the Mishnah Berurah held, one can be seimech on the Chai Adam whose medame sefer which has got oisis on the edge of the paper. To attaching an ois to a pareches. And therefore, l'chayra, just like Nishmas Adam and Mate, to attach the ois to a pareches with chibur she'eini miskayim, l'mikah din is going to be mutter to attach the ois, and what sort of chibur, whether it's oimed l'iskayim esad etzim eiches ha'chibur, or whether it's a type of chibur she'eini miskayim because derech tashmish she'eini miskayim, that's going to be told in the machlekes between the Oritzin and Shemazam and Orbach. And therefore l'chayra, mikah din, one wants to make home. Like the Orlatzin, it's going to be mutter to attach such an ois to the proches, even with the chibur, which could be miskayim mitzad etz meichas ha-chibur, as long as the derech is, but not miskayim mitzad derech tashmishri. However, since over here, l'choira, it is more problematic and could be more doim to ma'isek siva, there's more of a mocking to a machme, like Rishon Zalman Orbach, and therefore, ha'ina chanami, one could be mekum, l'yutsuya, is a suk chibur which called miskayim mitzad etz meichas ha-chibur, but there's more of a mocking to machme in a situation when it's a type of chibur which could be miskayim and it's aimed derech tashmishoi that it's not miskayim. And hence, what come out halacha lamaisa as regards taking a letter which has got a magnet on the back, if it wants to attach it onto a fridge, lu yutsuya is a type of, if it's a very weak magnet that will fall easily, that's going to be mutter. Lu Yutsuya is a stronger magnet, which is not going to fall so easy, but it's just a derech to take off and pull back, then that's going to be taller than machlokes, the Shem Zalman or Oritzin, and as I said, the chayyah is more walking into a machmir than a gabba jigsaw puzzle. The next shayyah I want to discuss now is as regards writing on cakes. The Maram Rottenberg discusses the type of ugad, or the type of cake which they used to give children when they turned three, and they used to give a child to eat the ugad. Now on the ugad there was the writing on the ugad, and they used to give it to the child, I think on Yom Tov, on Shavuos. And it was there as a skula for the child to be to be mischachim. The Ram Rottenberg says, as since over here it's a maisa mechika, which is shloi amanos lichtoiv, there was only osed rabbonon, and klapin ised rabbonon, there's no chiyuv to prevent a katan from doing an issa. Well, mainly he's matter for the katan to eat such a cake on Shabbat, on Yom Tov. Mavor, however, l'chayr, that the chalapach is going to be an issa drabonon. And therefore, for a godl to eat such a cake on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, is going to be awesome. The Ramah brings the Maram Rottenberg l'halacha, and he says it's going to be awesome to be shaver an ogre which has got which has got oisyes or tevis on, even though you mechaven for achila, it's going to be os. The first question we have to ask of you, however, though, is what is the chilek between Ulta and Sefer? Just like the Gabba Sefer Lachaira, the Taz and Ramon was matic, and we said the Sefer which has got oisyes on the edge of the pages, Lachaira we said, we pass him Mekadin is Mutah, no chilek achme if you have an alternative, nothing more than that. Yet over here, Lachaira the Ramon asks cutting such a cake on Shabbos, and we don't find Lachaira that the Ramon himself is matic, or is asks over here. What's the chilek between opening a Sefer and cutting a cake? The Taz himself is aimed on this. And the Taz says he answers as follows. He says, when do we say that Kiriv Rich Kesis is Mutta? The whole nominus is because what? Because it's Mechusta Kreva Lav Klum. But he says, once you cut the cake, you're never going to be able to Mechaber it in exactly the same way that it was that it was Mechuba. And since it's never going to be able to put it back to exactly the same situation, it's not just Mechusta Kreva. There's something more lacking over here. You can't put the Chil back to what it was. And since it's not just Mechusta Kreva, therefore that's why Ogre is going to be asked, someone can't be Medamri to Sefer. The Rama, Lachaira, is very posh though. Lachaira, the whole svara of the Rama as to why it was Mutter to open such a Sefer, is because it's Omid Lekarav Lerachik. Lachaira, the Ogre, is not Omid Lekarav Lerachik. You cut it once, you eat it, that's it. That's not Omid Lekarav Lerachik. And therefore Lachaira is posh as to why, according to the Rama, the Ogre is going to be Cholok from is going to be cholok from opening and closing a sefer. The dogma of Vava is matmiya.